Graduates of Yale University, I apologize if you have endured this type of prologue before, but I want you to do something for me. Please, take a good look around you. Look at the classmate on your left. Look at the classmate on your right. Now consider this. 5 years from now, 10 years from now, even 30 years from now, odds are the person on your left is going to be a loser. The person on your right, meanwhile, will also be a loser. And you, in the middle, what can you expect? Loser. Loserhood. Loser cum laude. In fact, as I look out before me today, I don't see 1,000 hopes for a bright tomorrow. I don't see 1,000 future leaders in 1,000 industries. I see 1,000 losers. You're upset. That's understandable. After all, how can I, Lawrence Larry Ellison, college dropout, have the audacity to spout such heresy to the graduating class of one of the nation's most prestigious institutions? I'll tell you why. Because I, Lawrence Larry Ellison, second richest man on the planet, am a college dropout, and you are not. Because Bill Gates, richest man on the planet, for now anyway, is a college dropout, and you are not. Because Paul Allen, the third richest man on the planet, dropped out of college, and you did not. And for good measure, because Michael Dell, number 9 on the list and moving up fast, is a college dropout, and you, yet again, are not. You're very upset. That's understandable. So let me stroke your egos for a moment by pointing out, quite sincerely, that your diplomas were not attained in vain. Most of you, I imagine, have spent 4 to 5 years here, and in many ways what you've learned and endured will serve you well in the years ahead. You've established good work habits. You've established a network of people that will help you down the road. And you've established what will be lifelong relationships with the word therapy. All of that is good. For in truth, you will need that network. You will need those strong work habits. You will need that therapy. You will need them because you didn't drop out, and so you will never be among the richest people in the world. Oh, sure, you may perhaps work your way up to number 10 or number 11, like Steve Ballmer. But then, I don't have to tell you who he really works for, do I? And for the record, he dropped out of grade school. Bit of a late bloomer. Finally, I realize that many of you, and hopefully by now most of you, are wondering, is there anything I can do? Is there any hope for me at all? Actually, no. It's too late. You've absorbed too much. Think you know too much. You're not 19 anymore. You have a built-in cap, and I'm not referring to the mortarboards on your heads. You're really very upset. That's understandable. So perhaps this would be a good time to bring up the silver lining. Not for you, class of 00. You are a write-off. So I'll let you slink off to your pathetic $200,000 a year jobs, where your checks will be signed by former classmates who dropped out 2 years ago. Instead, I want to give hope to any underclassmen here today. I say to you, and I can't stress this enough, leave. Pack your things and your ideas and don't come back. Drop out. Start up. For I can tell you that a cap and gown will keep you down just as surely as these security guards dragging me off the stage are keeping me down. At this point, the Oracle CEO was ushered off stage.